ABC Radio Australia.
Now, Solomon Islands Prime Minister Rick Ho has defended his decision to adjourn Parliament so he can head to Papua New Guinea for the APEC summit. Prime Minister Ho says the break is necessary anyway to allow the Public Accounts Committee to examine the national budget, which is before Parliament. From Honiara, Evan Wasuka reports.
Questions on APEC were raised in Parliament after Prime Minister Rick Ho moved a motion for a special two-week adjournment on the back of government tabling its $3.86 billion Solomon dollar budget for next year.
For two reasons, sir, that this has become necessary. Firstly, to allow the Public Accounts Committee to deliberate on two fellow financial bills, namely the 2018 Supplementary Appropriation Bill number 2, secondly the 2019 Appropriation Bill budget, and also that will also allow the Prime Minister to attend the APEC meeting, which is being convened in Port Moresby in Papua New Guinea.
Solomon Islands is not one of the 21 member economies that make up the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Group, but it is a member of the Pacific Islands Forum, which is one of the three official observers to APEC. The MP for Aukai Langalanga, Matthew Wale, questioned the value of the Prime Minister attending the summit.
And what sort of meetings are being lined up? Who of the world leaders now we're hoping to have bilaterals with or other meetings? And what are we trying to achieve out of those?
He was also supported by other MPs, including former Prime Minister Danny Philip.
How many months, how many weeks now you go to APEC? Yeah?
How many weeks will you go to APEC for? Maybe you'll go there and go around to other places. That's why it would take 2 weeks. It's true. We are wasting people's time.
But Prime Minister Ho says Parliament would need to break anyway for the Public Accounts Committee to review the budget. He says APEC would be an important meeting for the region and that Pacific leaders had been invited to attend by Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister.
That invitation that the Prime Minister O'Neill has extended him making for every Pacific Island Forum leaders. He has made that appeal personally to all of us. And it's quite important that IMIGO attend. We also want to give support.
In addition to APEC business, Mr. Ho says he would also have bilateral meetings with PNG and with Prime Minister Scott Morrison regarding Australia's new policy in the region. Mr. Ho said it was important for Solomon Islands to have a presence at APEC. The National Parliament has been adjourned and reconvenes on November 27th.